It's time for Kaboom! Thanks for joining us for another episode of Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, our special summer series.
We've got a brand new mystery starting today. It's the case of the graffitied art, part one.
Ha ha ha! Here we go!
The name is Manning. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. If you've been listening, you know about my latest success. How we, and I include my assistant, Sam Turnquist, discovered the cause of the crashing computers. But work for a detective for justice is never done, as I was soon to find out. It all started in Ms. Matisse's art class. She was proposing a ridiculous idea.
So, class, you've seen all these slides. Tell me, do you think this is art?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Sam, put your hand down.
What? Don't you think it would be fun to spray paint a building?
No, I don't. Ms. Matisse.
Yes, Quentin. Do you agree?
No, that's not art.
Why not?
Because.
That's not a good enough reason.
It's not art because you shouldn't spray paint on someone else's building.
Okay, I agree you should not do that. But putting aside whether it's illegal, do you think it's art?
Well, no. Not if they shouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
What do you think the people who painted the building were trying to say?
I don't know. You can't even read the lettering.
I love the lettering.
Sam!
Sorry, Chief.
I just don't think people should do it. I mean, for instance, I think the display you have in the hall is beautiful. That's art.
You mean the construction paper flowers?
Yes, beautifully rendered.
That's art, but this isn't?
Not in my opinion.
And that's your opinion.
I'm sure everyone agrees with me.
No!
All right, enough for today. Good discussion. And even if Quentin disagrees with whether it's art, we're gonna spend the next several classes working on graffiti styles, developing our own lettering and signs, and making our own tags.
Cool!
Great!
Sam!
See you next week.
Sam, I'm surprised you thought it was okay to spray paint buildings.
That's not what I said. I said I liked the lettering, and it would be fun to spray paint something.
So would eating 5 gallons of ice cream at one sitting, but you'd have the sense not to do that.
I don't think I would.
Little did any of us suspect that the discussion in art class would have relevance to our lives. At the end of the day, as we were leaving...
You want to come over? My grandmother promised a great snack.
I think I'd better not. I'm supposed to help my mom in the yard.
I thought that's what she did for her job.
Yes, but the cobbler's children go barefoot and our yard's a mess.
What are you talking about?
It's an old saying. It means people who do something for work don't like to do it at home. Our yard is the last one she cuts. She... Sam, look!
What?
Ms. Matisse's art display case!
What? Oh, wow!
Who could have done this?
The lettering. All over the glass? It's awesome!
Sam! Whoever did this destroyed the beautiful artwork. You can't see it anymore. And don't use the word awesome. That's not what it means.
I actually don't think those flowers are that great.
But look at what it says.
These are not flowers. That's funny.
That's horrible. All that work destroyed the beautiful flowers.
You know, it didn't actually destroy the flowers. And they're not really flowers, so...
We better go tell Ms. Matisse right now.
I'd like to, but I have to get home. The bus won't wait.
Sam, we have to investigate.
No, we don't. It could wait.
Crimes are most likely to be solved within the first 24 hours.
Who says that?
Deke Benchley in number 18, the case of the lost luggage.
But she's not real.
Don't start that real business again. Rip Sturgeon, the author, is the genius of crime literature. Let's go.
What about my after-school snack?
We'll stop at the Ready Mart afterwards.
We could use our $50 gift card. I've got it in my pocket.
Actually, I've asked Mrs. Furble to let us know if anyone reports a lost card.
What about our snack?
I've got $2.
That's not $50.
Wait, here she is. Ms. Matisse, something horrible has happened.
Hi, Quentin. What's wrong?
Do you remember how you were defending people who do graffiti in public places?
Well, I don't know if I was defending. I was just asking.
I'm sorry to tell you your art display has been the victim of a graffiti attack.
Really?
Yes, over here. Look.
It's graffiti.
Yes, isn't it horrible? Look what they wrote!
These are not flowers. Huh. I wonder why they wrote that.
Actually, Ms. Matisse, whoever wrote it is right.
Sam! Whether the flowers are flowers or not is immaterial. The display is art, and someone has destroyed it.
Or changed it. The flowers aren't actually destroyed.
Would you like us to investigate?
What?
Oh, maybe you haven't heard. I'm a detective for justice, and Sam is my assistant. And I already have my suspicions about who might have done this.
You do?
Who else? The Burmics.
You're right. It seems like something they would do.
Do you want us to try and find out who did this?
Oh, it's okay. I'll see if we can take it off the display case.
I wonder if it's permanent. I'll wet my finger and... Look! It comes off! It's not permanent! Sam and I will clean it off for you.
We will?
You will?
We will.
We will. And then cheese curls.
Sam and I cleaned off the case. Then we bought some cheese curls. The next morning, the display case was back to normal, and I decided to not worry about it. There were always more mysteries to solve. But later that day, right after lunch, things became more complicated.
Ugh. I hope Coach Hurt doesn't have us climb the rope. I hate the rope.
The rope is barbaric.
Which is why Coach Hurt likes it. Oh, must be for my grandma.
What?
She promised to send me a message.
You have a phone?
Yeah, just so my grandma can stay in touch. She said she would let me know what snack was waiting for me.
I'm disappointed.
In me?
In you using the phone.
It wasn't my idea, and it's a really old cell phone. It doesn't do anything fancy.
It doesn't matter. I find that mobile phones keep us from experiencing the world around us.
Wow, look!
Please listen to what I'm saying, Sam. If you're completely focused on the phone, you...
Look at Ms. Matisse's display case.
Hold on. Look at Ms. Matisse's display case!
I just said that.
Someone's done the same thing all over again!
Actually, it's a little different. It says, still not flowers.
But it's written more times. 3, 4, 5 times!
All in different lettering. How cool is that?
It's not.
It's not?
We've got to tell Ms. Matisse. The Burmix are out of control.
She's probably okay with it. She likes graffiti.
She needs to know right now.
Well, we have class.
I've got a math test. Please, Sam.
Okay, since you're begging me.
I'm not begging, I'm asking.
That works for me. I'm happy to miss my chance to fall off the rope.
Thanks, Sam. You're a good assistant detective.
And you're a good detective. Maybe I can get a pass from Ms. Matisse.
I bet you can. She's very lax in her discipline.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good to me. Oh, my grandmother!
Sam!
Quesadillas! With American cheese? She learned how to make them when she was riding the range near El Paso. Do you want to come over?
You're not supposed to receive text messages in school.
It's my grandmother!
A good detective needs a good assistant. I truly appreciated Sam's willingness to communicate with Ms. Matisse about the desecration of her art exhibit, but perhaps I should not have asked him to talk to her.
Hey, Chief.
Did you talk to Ms. Matisse?
I sure did. She was happy to see me.
Did you tell her about the display case?
Yeah. She told me not to worry. She would clean it up tomorrow morning. And she asked
me... Tomorrow morning? Why not immediately?
I don't know. She said it was okay and then asked me if I wanted to be in the art brigade. It's a small group of specially chosen kids that get to do art around the school. You have to be invited.
I know what it is. She wants you to be in it?
Yeah. She said she likes the way I think about art. She said I was a good conceptual artist. I don't know exactly what that is, but it does mean I would sometimes get out of other classes, so I think it would be great.
I'm not sure you can.
What do you mean? She told me it wouldn't be hard and there wouldn't be anything like grades or anything, so I think I could.
What about our detective agency?
What? Oops. It must be my grandma.
Sam, don't use the phone while we're having a discussion. Please put it away. Don't bring it out again.
I know. I won't. It's just, let me see, from her. She wants to know if I want mild or medium salsa on the quesadillas.
Sam, put the phone away.
Okay, okay.
How can you help me fight for justice if you're busy running around doing weird art projects with Ms. Matisse's art brigade?
Huh. I don't know. I just thought, like, maybe I could do both.
But what if we have an emergency stakeout?
Well, I guess then I couldn't be a part of the art brigade.
We might have a stakeout very soon. Then what will you do?
I don't know.
Sam, I think you have to make a choice. Art brigade or detective work. Both require a full commitment.
Gee, I would hate not hanging out with you.
I'd miss your help, too.
Maybe you could be in the art brigade. I could ask Ms. Matisse.
I don't want to be in the art brigade. I want to solve mysteries, don't you?
Well, yeah.
So...
Maybe I could just do a little art.
Sometimes detectives do art.
They do?
Yes. In the case of the Maligned Museum, Frank and Deke Benchley paint pictures and hang them in a museum to attract art thieves.
Oh. I didn't know that.
And, as a matter of fact, I have a brilliant idea I was going to tell you about. I think I know how to solve the case.
Really? How?
First, just to check, are you still the assistant detective?
Sure. I don't remember Ms. Matisse saying there were any rewards for making art, like cheese curls.
Artists are generally poorly compensated.
What?
They don't get paid well.
Worse than detectives?
Far worse.
Not even in food?
Sometimes people feed them, but here's what I'm thinking. I think we could do handwriting analysis and discover who was doing the graffiti.
Wow. You can do that?
I'm a student of handwriting analysis, so yes, I can. And I happen to have obtained the handwriting samples of a number of students.
Whoa, How did you do that?
I'll just say they came into my possession. But we need to get some pictures of the graffiti somehow, and then we can compare them. Oh, I wish we had a camera. It would be the best way to do it.
I do have a camera.
Here?
Yep, in my pocket.
Let's see it.
I can't show it to you.
Why not?
You told me not to take it out of my pocket.
I did not.
The camera is on my phone.
I never told you... Oh, well, in that case, maybe you should take it out.
But not for my grandma's quesadillas?
No, they're not as important as this.
I think they are.
Okay, they are. Let's use the camera, take pictures of the display case, and then we'll compare them. We can do it at your house this afternoon.
Should I ask my grandma to make you quesadillas too?
Okay, fine.
Great. Let me do that first.
We had a case, and an interesting one at that. I was confused that more people weren't upset by the insensitive destruction of someone else's work. But then, detective work is often a lonely endeavor. I had managed to obtain the handwriting samples of 120 students at Marlowe Middle School, and we were going to engage in handwriting analysis. The samples included those of the two students at the top of any suspect list, Jimmy and Timmy Burmick. We headed to our office in Sam's basement.
Here we are. Wait, before I open the front door, stop. Can you smell them? Crispy tortillas and melted cheese with a hint of my grandmother's special salsa. She makes great Mexican food. Nana, hello! We're home. Quentin is here too.
Hello, is that you, my boobledop?
Of course it's me.
Of course it's you, and this is Quentin, Master Detective?
I guess.
Welcome, welcome! Come to the kitchen for quesadillas. I'll give you each plate and you can go to the office to focus on solving mysteries.
Okay, Nana. Thank you.
My pleasure, and I'm going to take another nap.
Thanks, Grandma.
Where is your family from?
New Jersey, I think. Let's go to our office. These must be the new pages of her memoir. We'll move them over here.
We'll just load the pictures of the graffiti on the computer and compare it with the writing on the samples for matches.
Hey, these are the essays Mrs. Turbot collected the other day. How did you get them?
They were on Mrs. Turbot's desk, so I just borrowed them. I'll bring them back tomorrow.
You stole them from her desk?
I'm bringing them back.
Jeez, Chief. If I stole a bunch of homework assignments, you'd be pretty mad at me.
It's not stealing. I'll put them back.
Okay, but I'm going to remember.
Fine. Get the pictures loaded onto the computer. Here's the first ones I'd like to look at. It's probably the culprits.
Whose are they?
Who else? The Burmicks.
Of course. It's probably them.
Exactly.
Okay, the picture's coming up.
Great. Here's Timmy's writing.
That doesn't look anything like the graffiti.
No. Maybe Jimmy's then.
No, not that either.
I can't believe it.
Too bad.
Maybe their graffiti style is different from their handwriting.
Whoa. Wait, look at this one.
Wow, that bears a remarkable resemblance. Look at the way the I is dotted and the T is crossed. Whose paper is this?
It's, that's weird.
Whose is it?
Stephanie Allrose's.
Stephanie Allrose? That can't be. She's never done anything wrong in her whole life. She's so perfect, it scares me.
That's saying something. But, you know, she's very good at art. Ms. Matisse really likes her, so maybe...
No, that's impossible.
It does look like her handwriting.
Wait. That's it!
That's what?
What if it isn't hers, but it looks like hers?
That doesn't make sense.
Maybe someone has studied Stephanie's handwriting and forging it so it looks like she did it!
You mean...
She's being framed!
Isn't it simpler to think it might be her? Maybe she's tired of being good all the time.
No. The simple solution is that the Burmicks are doing it. My detective's intuition tells me so.
Okay, I guess. But how do you prove it? You can't just ask them.
No. We have to catch them.
And how do we do that?
A stakeout.
Oh no, not in the dumpster.
No, not in the dumpster. Somewhere else. I had a foolproof plan. I told Sam to meet me at our lockers right before the last period of the day. The stars were perfectly aligned. Our lockers happened to be right next to each other, perfectly located for what we had to do. Of course, things never work quite as smoothly as anticipated. You'll find out in the next episode. Until then, I remain yours, faithfully, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice!